In the race to return to the moon, decades of expertise and a road paved with superchips are ensuring Artemis II is ready for launch in 2026.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
During the Artemis 1 test flight, NASA's Space Launch System, or SLS rocket, experienced higher-than-expected vibrations caused by an unsteady airflow. Based on previous wind tunnel tests, a joint team of NASA wind tunnel technicians, data visualization scientists, and software developers proposed adding 4 strakes to SLS. A strake is a thin, fin-like structure, commonly used on aircraft to improve unsteady airflow and stability. After applying the strakes to a scale model in the wind tunnel, analyzing the rapid pressure changes across the model using NASA's supercomputing facility, and then displaying test results on the hyperwall visualization system, the SLS team got an unprecedented look at the vehicle's performance. They were able to interact with and analyze the data, allowing them to verify a quick, cost-effective design change in hours instead of weeks. Thanks to the efforts of this high-tech team, Boeing is currently installing strakes on the rocket at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.